Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you today?
Today, it's been a weird day, man. Wednesday night football, or Wednesday afternoon football.
There you go. Sorry. Absolutely.
It throws the whole week off.
And my week has already been off.
It's just weird.
You know who hasn't been off at all, though? Working 24/7, 365, DiceTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
And we are brought to you by those beautiful people behind that keyboard. Matt, how's your week going?
It's, if I'm being honest, it sucks.
Oh, tell us about
it. Yeah, it hasn't been a good week. So we recorded last week. Mm-hmm. After we recorded, I got a temperature. And
because of all the hot takes?
No, because of all the COVID. So, but it was too late to go get a test. So Thanksgiving, I couldn't do anything. I just sat in my house all by myself. And then I went and got tested on Friday. I don't advise that for anybody looking for fun. In fact, I asked the nurse lady that came to my car window if this was going to be fun. And she said, yeah, fun. Yeah. So she lied. But I got my results pretty quick. I took it on Friday, got my results Saturday night, came back negative. So whatever I have isn't as bad as COVID, I would assume, but it's just been a sucky, I don't feel good week.
Well, I am very sorry to hear that. So you don't have it though.
I don't have it. Tested negative. I don't know. Maybe it's a false negative. The only symptom I've had, I guess I don't know. It depends on where you get your symptoms. I had a temperature for one day, but I have just been beat down, tired. Like there were 3 or 4 days where I went to bed at 7 o'clock. I was in bed before my kids were, just kind of lethargic. And I mean, no cough, no, sore throat, no, none of the other symptoms, but man, it's just beating me up.
Have you tried MJ's secret stuff?
What's that?
You don't know about MJ's secret stuff?
I don't. Is it a baseball drink or is it a basketball drink?
It's a basketball drink.
Oh. Are they gonna have that? Are they gonna have LeBron's secret stuff in Space Jam 2?
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do for Space Jam 2, but all I know is I'm gonna be there. I don't care if this COVID thing's still going on, one way or another. I'm gonna watch that thing the very minute I can.
I don't doubt that. What about you? How was your week? You said it was off.
It's just been off. It's just been a weird week. I don't know, feel like we're just kind of like rebounding from the, you know, from the holiday, and then the wife went Black Friday shopping and all the other fun stuff. Nice. So
she get another Xbox 5?
No, and it's not the Xbox 5. Even if they called him that, it wouldn't be that. Loser.
Xbox Penta?
Penta. No, it was, it's just been kind of a weird week. Kids saw Santa. We celebrated my boy's 10th birthday. Been working a lot. And I mean, it kind of is what it is. Just kind of gearing up for old Saint Nick to come sliding down this chimney, Matthew.
You have a chimney?
No, but we have a tree.
If he slides down the tree?
We just leave the doors unlocked, you know.
Yeah. You live in a good Christmas part of town. You can do that.
Yeah, Santa just walks in the front door and locks up on his way out. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad you live there.
Matt, it's a really weird week for news. We got a lot to talk about. We probably should jump right into it.
We have some breaking news after tonight's game even. It's weird.
You want to go ahead and start with the breaking news? Because I don't know what we're talking about, to be honest with you.
Bud Dupree tore his ACL this afternoon.
Why is that breaking news? Because every time I bring up a defensive player, you yell at me.
Because it happened today. We don't usually have breaking news on a Wednesday.
But I've brought up much more important players than Bud Dupree on the defensive side of the ball before, and I always get flack.
You get IDC because I really don't care. I just, it's breaking news. It's just weird.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, IDC. I draw IDC because
that's cute.
Yeah. Adorbs. Go ahead. Do your first story.
Well, before I start off on the news, we should mention that the best place to contact us or reach us and tell us how much we suck would be on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Be sure to send all your hate mail at Renshaw Fantasy. So
that's the one. But before we do that, while we're on the Twitter thing, Pod Doucher getting dunked on.
Doucher.
Yet again this week.
Is that the guy whose mom's a hoe?
That's the one. Matthew. That's the one. Matthew Kelly. Dunked on again. So apparently somebody found an old take right after the drafts of Scott Fishbowl. And he said, this is the stone cold worst team in the history of Scott Fishbowl. Dude finished 12-0. First place in his division. Didn't lose all year. Yeah. I love watching that guy get dunked on. And he finished 500. Didn't make the playoffs. See you later. Go away.
How are you doing in the Scott Fishbowl, Matt?
11-1. Won the division. First round by Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers. I didn't want to say that wrong.
Herbert.
Are carrying me, but I also have a Deshaun Watson, Brandon Cooks, and I pick Kiki Kuti stack that is going to help me. So,
all right, Matt, that's enough about you.
Sorry. Yeah, now let's go into the real stuff, the real football news.
The Detroit Lions fired head coach Matt Patricia and general manager Bob Quinn this past Saturday after back-to-back seasons under 500 and a third looming. The Lions are 4-7. How do you get fired on your day off? I don't get it. Saturday was a stupid day to fire somebody.
They let him enjoy Thanksgiving.
And then you Black fire Friday him the shopping. Next day.
Yeah. You get paid on Friday. You don't get fired on payday, do you?
You don't fire somebody on their day off. Silly.
When do you suppose you fire somebody?
You fire them on a Friday. That's terrible. But in this situation, that's when you would have fired them.
Most coaches get fired on Black Monday.
Right. I mean, a Monday is the best day to fire anybody. You don't want somebody to feel like they work the whole week and then get fired. Give them the week off so they can start putting resumes and stuff like that.
Okay, so in my profession, they do a news dump on Fridays, and that's usually when people get fired is Fridays. Because you have all weekend to be pissed off and not do anything because you're mad over the weekend or something. I don't know. It's like a news dump. Have you ever heard of news dumps on Fridays?
Absolutely. I've heard of that. Yeah, you put the news out there and let it settle. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So anyways – Patricia's record was 13-29-1 since taking over in 2018. Quinn had been the team's GM since 2016. The Lions were 31-43-1 during his tenure. Now, the Lions' offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, will be the team's interim head coach. There's probably not going to be another chance for us to do this, so let's just do this now. Some highlights, if you will, of Patricia and Quinn's time in Detroit. They traded away Golden Tate in 2018 to Philly and also safety Quandre Diggs. Both were, I'll say reportedly, but I mean, it's pretty well known. They were really well liked in the locker room. So that wasn't a good start. Quinn was really hit or miss when it comes to the draft. Damon Snacks Harrison is a top defensive tackle in the NFL. He was drafted in the 5th round. They also drafted Kenny Galladay in the 3rd round, two names that are top tier at their position. It should also be mentioned, though, in the same breath, like defensive back Tease Tabor was drafted in the 2nd round of 2017. And at the time, Quinn actually came out and said that he scouted Tabor more than any other player in the draft.
Also drafted Hawkinson in the 1st round.
Yeah, Tabor is a flop. Is cut prior to 2019's regular season. It's way too early to even talk about TJ Hawkinson, in my opinion. But
did you see Patricia's burner Twitter account?
No, I didn't.
Eddie P. Lions fan.
Was that verified? Like we know that? Okay.
It's not confirmed, but Patricia's middle name is Edward. Eddie P. Lions fan. Okay, just wait. There's some things that line up. The profile on ADP Lions fan, father of three. Patricia's a father of three. Tech guru was known for his tech stuff with the Patriots, and that was one of the things that got him hired in Detroit. And some of the comments, some of the tweets, some of the things he said is like there's inside information there. And if you go, just go find him and read through the tweets because it sounds like a Matt Patricia burner account.
Is that the only like is that the only red herring? Is just like his bio information is somewhat similar? Because like, couldn't somebody that just knows Matt Patricia just kind of make that all that happen?
They could. I mean, Matt Patricia hasn't come out and said, "Yeah, that's my burner. You found me." Ha ha ha.
I don't know why anybody would.
Yeah. Moving on. It sure looks like his burner.
Because you want to believe it's his burner. It's an interesting story if it's true.
It is. Yeah.
Will Fuller, do you believe the world is flat, Matt?
No, I'm not Kyrie Irving.
Will Fuller announced
every other planet is round except for ours. Ours is flat. I'll go off a little tangent here. I'm a teacher. I had a student who had done not much work all semester tell me one day, "Mr. Renshaw, can I do a presentation on why the Earth is flat?" And I said, "Sure." Mm-hmm. And she proceeded to bring in a ball and a paper plate and a two cups of water, and she said, "If the world was a ball, this is what the water would do," and proceeded to pour the water on the ball. And she said, "And this is why the world is flat," and took the paper plate and poured the water on the paper plate and said, "See, it stays." I wish I were making that up. That is a high school senior.
Did somebody like stand up and like slow clap for her like after that?
People were like legitimately getting mad at her. And was, to be fair, she was a senior in a freshman level class. She needed the class to graduate. Sure. So take it with a grain of salt. But
so now that we got that out of the way, what do you think of the lizard people taking over politicians' bodies and eventually going to kill out the whole world?
Are those the ones with the like obelisk in Utah and Romania?
Sure.
Seen that thing? I don't know.
I'm not up to speed on that one.
Oh, stuff's just popping up all over the world. Aliens, man.
I just can't believe that George Bush blew up the World Trade Centers. Will Fuller announced via Instagram that he's being suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substances policy. Now, currently set to become an unrestricted free agent in March, Fuller will miss the rest of the 2020 season and sit out Week 1 for whichever franchise he ends up with for the new league year.
This is why Green Bay didn't want to trade for him? You think maybe they knew?
They might have had some kind of inkling. Like, damn, Will Fuller.
Wait a minute.
You looking swole.
You didn't get hurt this year. What's up?
Fuller wraps up his 5th and potentially final campaign with the Texans with career highs in receiving yards, 879, and touchdowns, 8. From Deshaun Watson. With Kenny Stills on waivers and Randall Cobb missing at least 2 more weeks, Houston will move forward with Brandon Cooks, Kiki Cootie, and rookie Isaiah Coulter in 3 wide sets in the interim. Now, Fuller turns just 27 in April. Kiki has been active for just 3 of the Texans' first 11 games and has 6 2020 receptions. He is a 4th rounder from 2018's NFL draft.
Had 2 receptions last week.
Yeah, I'm not really in on any of these guys. It's Brandon Cooks or nothing for me.
Yeah, well, and Watson, no?
Well,
you just mean wide receivers.
We're talking wide receivers, but yeah.
Yeah, it's Cooks. It's Cooks and Watson. I don't even know.
Coulter's worth a pickup, though.
You could stash a tight end, but I'm not.
No?
They need somebody to catch the ball. Duke Johnson gets a lot more boost.
Are you taking, if you had to pick one, you had to roster one, is it Kiki or is it Coulter? Coulter, excuse me.
Kiki.
Oh, really? See, yeah. I'd go with the rookie. I'd go with the unknown there. We haven't seen enough from Kiki for me to be like, yeah, I want that guy. Like,
wasn't he everyone's hot shot rookie last year?
For a couple
everybody
weeks.
Wanted him, or 2 years ago. Sorry.
Carson Wentz this season has had one of the biggest passer rating drop-offs in NFL history. Wentz in 2020, is the sixth quarterback in league history whose passer rating has dropped more than 24 points below his combined rate over the past three seasons. Now, he's the only QB on that list younger than 30. Other signal callers on the list, we got Mark Rypien in 93, Joe Theismann in 85, Peyton Manning in his statistically disastrous 2015 season, and Brett Favre in 2010. Now, the main difference, of course, is that Manning and Favre were on the tail ends of their Hall of Fame careers, having fall off the proverbial cliff. Wentz is 28 years old. He's completed 58.1% of his passes this year while throwing an NFL-leading 15 interceptions. His mega contract almost guarantees the Eagles are stuck with the declining quarterback the next season or two. Matt, I have to ask, what do you do with Carson Wentz if you're a fantasy governor?
No, who's trading for him right now?
You can't.
I would if I could get him cheap.
Gross.
Second-round pick? For not a quarterback?
There's so many other quarterbacks I'd rather have.
Dude, do you remember when everyone wrote off Aaron Rodgers last year? He's done. It's the end of his career. They drafted a quarterback. They even know. Stop. Wentz has no offensive line. The Eagles have done nothing to help him. Foles came in and won that Super Bowl, and everyone thought, oh, Foles is a better quarterback. Will Wentz – I don't know if Wentz will get traded. I think he'll be back in Philly because of that cap number. But I'm not ready to give up on Wentz. No.
Do we see Jalen Hurts take over as the starting quarterback this season?
No.
Okay. I think like if the season ended today, it would be fair and safe to assume there would be a quarterback competition in training camp, though, right? Heading into 2021. It's a hypothetical. If the season ended today,
you would assume.
Okay.
I think it's nuts. I think they need an offensive line. I think I don't think Hurts is a better quarterback. I think Wentz. Which is weird for me to say as a Cowboys fan, giving Wentz support, but Dak is better than Wentz. I think Dak has better stats in five games than Wentz has all year.
Carson Wentz, 15 interceptions this season. I mean, keep in mind, we're only, 11 games in for the Eagles, is more than his 2018 and 2019 seasons combined.
Yee. That's not
yeah.
good.
Yeah, he had three straight seasons of seven picks, 2017, 18, and 19. And he played 13 games. Yeah, 13 games in 2017, 11 games in 18, and 16 games a full season just last year. So, not good. Not good. No. Something's definitely changed.
It's his confidence. They drafted a quarterback, and that offensive line is awful.
Absolutely. Tyreek Hill has commanded 35% of the Chiefs' targets over the team's past three games. Hill's target domination culminated Sunday against the Bucks with 13 catches, 269 yards, and three touchdowns. Travis Kelce is a distant second with 22% of the team's targets over that three-game stretch. Patrick Mahomes has taken to force-feeding Hill over the past month, supercharging his fantasy floor and ceiling. Hill will look to continue his tear in Week 13 against my poor, beloved Broncos. Tyreek Hill. Whole nother level right now, and this is the time of the year you want to see that from your star wide receiver.
Yeah, he's tearing it up. He had, 200 yards in the first quarter?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Pretty wild. Sam Darnold has the second lowest adjusted completion rate this season, according to Pro Football Focus. Drew Locke is the only quarterback with a lower adjusted completion rate through 11 weeks. The adjusted rate accounts for dropped passes, throwaways, spiked balls, batted passes, and passes where the quarterback is hit while throwing. Now, Darnold has completed a measly 16 of 27 passes for 197 yards with two interceptions on Sunday against Miami. His 69.7% adjusted completion rate is about 5% lower than it was in 2019. Darnold's adjusted yards per attempt has taken a huge hit, dropping from 6.9 in 2018 to 5.7 this season. I know that was a lot, but essentially what we're trying to say, what I'm trying to say, Sam Darnold is also another quarterback, just like Carson Wentz, whose stock may be higher than what it truly should be if you take the emotion out of it, you take the investment out of it, and you just look at it from a number standpoint. Both these guys are falling off.
Does Sam Darnold get the better when he leaves Adam Gase treatment?
That's a drum that you've been beating for a while.
Dude, I think Darnold's good. I think Darnold in Indy makes sense. I think Darnold in Washington makes sense. I'm trying to think of other teams that could use a quarterback.
Well, I mean, he needs to go elsewhere. He needs to figure something else out. Because
he won't be back with the Jets. They're going to draft Lawrence number one.
Yeah.
So where does he go, and where does he go that makes him successful? I mean, Phillip Rivers isn't as good as he was. And there's going to be an opening there. And I don't know. I think it makes sense. It's a great offensive line. They've got weapons. I think that the Colts make a ton of sense for – what if he goes to San Francisco? You know, there's going to be openings for these quarterbacks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you don't got a good quarterback, you know, you don't have a quarterback at all in this league. It's kind of wild.
You see the stupid rumor that Dallas was going to trade their first-round pick, which right now sits at 4, and Dak Prescott for the first pick?
No, that'd be dumb.
Stupid.
That sounds like somebody out of Dallas that would say that.
It's actually Pro Football Focus.
Well, Pro Football Focus is really, really good when it comes to like the deeper statistics. That's kind of why I follow it at all. Clickbait. But the stories are, yeah, awful. Absolutely awful. Speaking of awful, Miles Sanders' share of the Eagles' rushing attempts has dropped over the past 3 weeks. He bottomed out on Monday night against Seattle with 50% of the team's rushes, gaining 15 yards on 6 carries. Coming back from an injury just 3 weeks ago, Sanders looked to have the backfield on lockdown. He got 77% of the team's rushing attempts, then 70% the following weeks. Meanwhile, Boston Scott's rushing share has ticked up. He saw 43.7% of the team's carries against the Seahawks. Sanders, who hasn't scored a touchdown since mid-October, by the way, has a frightening fantasy floor as the lead back in an abysmal Philly offense. Matt, I don't know about you. I've sold all of my Miles Sanders shares completely out.
I don't own any Miles Sanders shares because I've never really believed in him.
Yeah. Looked good for a while. I got really good return everywhere I traded him. But boy, oh boy, oh boy.
When was the most recently you've traded him?
I recently traded him. I traded him on his first week back. I really hate to even talk about it. That's the most recent time I traded him, but that's in that 4-sport league I'm in. And I got like a killer deal when it comes to like NHL players. I got young, beautiful talent.
No one watches hockey.
I know. And neither do I. And that's why I needed help. So I looked at some ranking lists. And I was like, okay, these guys look good. I was like, I'll take these two players and these Devy picks. You can have Miles Sanders. Dude fell all over it. It's like, sweet. According to ESPN, I nailed it.
Good job.
Yeah, probably a red flag.
Yeah.
The Panthers coach, Matt Rhule, said that DJ Moore's x-rays were negative. Rhule also refused to...
DJ Less.
Sorry. Excuse me, Matt. Rhule also refused to rule out Moore for Carolina's Week 14 matchup against the Broncos. Moore suffered no break or tear before being carted off the field in Sunday's loss to Minnesota, giving him a slight chance at returning after the team's Week 13 bye. The Panthers were given the entire week off, making Moore's availability at practice post bye 1-2 monitor. Why you gotta hate on my boy?
Curtis Samuel season. Maybe. Curtis Samuel is the wider. Stop it. Do you know what he's averaging?
DJ Moore might not miss a game. Just saying.
Doesn't matter. Even with DJ Less, Curtis Samuel's tearing it up.
Curtis Samuel has really turned it around.
He's getting carries out of the backfield. He's a yak guy.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Curtis Samuel. I got him as a throw in a ton of deals.
Right. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know how it just feels like kind of a flash in the pan for me, but it is what it is. Jets. Well, Matt's favorite coach, the Jets head coach, Adam Gase, said the team's play calling is being labeled a collaborative effort.
Lies.
Because he doesn't want to give away too much information for a competitive disadvantage.
He's an idiot.
I mean, that would kind of entail the Jets to being competitive to begin with, but New York has teetered between play callers since week 7, exceeding 25 points in back-to-back games with Joe Flacco under center and totaling a lowly 22 points in Sam Darnold's 3 starts in that time. The Jets are averaging the league's fewest yards per play, 4.6, points per game, 13.8, and lowest scoring margin, -15.5 on game days. Anything Gase claims at this point is strictly headline material for comedic purposes, is it not?
He's awful. Terrible. He's no good, very bad coach. Mm. He's a great scout, really, though. If you are Trevor Lawrence,
sure.
Do you want to go to the Jets?
We do this every year. We do this every year. And I really think most like rookies are just excited to get drafted. They're thinking about the contract. Their lives change so much in one night. I don't really think they care. And New York has not always been bad. It's been bad recently.
Been bad for a while. I mean, when was the last time they were good? Around.
Well, it's been a while.
Rex Big Toe Ryan.
Oh, hey.
Sorry. Hey. Foot Fetish Ryan. What's his Dominator name?
Moving
a picture,
on.
A tattoo of Mark Sanchez. No, it had a picture of his wife in a Mark Sanchez jersey. That's what it was.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Not sure where to go from here.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy.
Butt fumbled.
There you go. All right.
I know it feels like I'm piling on the Eagles, but I can't help myself. Travis Fulgham caught both of his targets for 16 yards in the Eagles' Week 12 loss to the Seahawks. It was actually a production improvement for Fulgham over his last 2 games, where he had identical 1-for-8 receiving lines. After a combined 12, after a combined 12 targets, weeks 10 and 11, Fulgham took a big step back in the volume department. In this one, he was eighth on the Eagles in targets. I'm going to say that one more time.
Receiver. Okay, wait. Let me try to figure this out. Goddard, Ertz.
That's 2.
Sanders Scott.
That's 3-4.
Jeffrey.
Maybe 5.
Ward.
Probably 6.
Hurts.
Maybe, I guess.
I don't know. I'm done. I tried. Do you have him?
No. I didn't bother to look him up. It doesn't matter. He was 8th on the Eagles in targets. That is uncanny considering where he was 3 weeks ago. He was a boss 3 weeks ago. He was on a tear 3 weeks ago.
Did the teams figure him out, or did the Eagles just say, yeah, we're done, thanks?
I think the Eagles just kind of, I don't know, just something's changed with that whole team. That whole team has just fallen off a cliff. It's fallen off a cliff.
There's rumors that Doug Peterson could be fired, which is stupid at this point. But
is it safe to say Fulgham was a flash in the pan at this point, or do you think Fancy Governor should be holding on?
He probably didn't cost you literally anything. He probably cost you a waiver wire ad.
A waiver wire, or if you were somebody that traded for him because you were wide receiver desperate. Yeah, but he was cheap most occasions.
You traded like Saquon Barkley for him or something.
That will go down as the single greatest trade in our league history. I'm just gonna say it real quick. I was offered Saquon Barkley. I received Saquon Barkley. I gave away DK Metcalf, which hurt me deeply. But I gave away DK Metcalf and Travis Fulgham, and I snap accepted. In a league that is just so hard to get running backs, I'll take a broke down Saquon Barkley any day of the week. Continue.
That was just That was it. I just laughed because of your deal. I really Fulham didn't cost you anything to get. You don't. No, I mean, you can give up on him if you want, but the upside's there because who's the number two receiver in Philly? Well, it's Rager, and then
if you have a deep enough roster, or maybe you're shallow at wide receiver, not a lot of picks locked up for the draft. Is Fulham like a target?
You could stash him. He's not going to cost much to get. Could be on your waiver wire.
Within a week or two, too. Like, we're right there.
He's flashed. He did well. Like, he's outperformed the other receivers there recently, this season.
For sure.
So, he's a guy you could stash. I mean, you're not probably giving up a ton to get him. If you got room at the end of your bench, why not?
The Packers signed wide receiver Tavon Austin. Austin has previous ties to coach Matt LaFleur, stemming from their time together with the Rams. Now, he most recently caught 21 passes for 317 yards and 3 touchdowns across 21 games for the Cowboys.
But he was a running back there.
He also spent time with the 49ers in camp this year. It's unclear whether he'll be latching on to the team's practice squad or active roster at this time. Any hopes for Tavon Austin? Have to be a pretty deep roster.
No. Is it Madden League, or are we talking real football?
That's the answer I was looking for. Carlos Hyde had 41 snaps on Monday night against the Eagles, while Chris Carson played 25 snaps. Carson had the better fantasy day thanks to a bullying 16-yard touchdown run in the first half. But it was Hyde who saw 15 carries to Carson's 8. Probably the Seahawks eased Carson back into the offense after an extended injury absence. The team wasn't sure Carson would be able to suit up against Philly until Saturday, so a full week of practice, if that's what Carson sees this week, should put him on track to once again lead Seattle's backfield in week 13 against the Giants. Matt, do we have a problem here in Seattle, or do you think this was just them taking it easy?
I think they're taking it easy. I think they're thinking playoffs. They're a playoff-bound team. They need him for the playoffs. They know he's the guy. Just get there and see what happens.
Okay. Let's see. The NFL Network's Ian Rapoport reports Josh Jacobs has a chance to play in Week 13 against the Jets. It's fortunately just a sprained ankle for Jacobs, which gives him a shot to suit up for Sunday. Devontae Booker led the team in carries after Jacobs exited in Las Vegas no-show against the Falcons, generating 6 yards on 5 attempts.
Looks like trash.
Jeez.
He did.
Booker
did look great.
Booker and the Raiders are slated to face a Jets defense that has allowed the most receptions to opposing running backs on the year. If Josh Jacobs is out, Devontae Booker has to be considered for flex, right? I mean, you got to consider that. That's a great matchup.
Absolutely. He's playing the Jets. They're playing the Jets. They're terrible.
I would go as far as to say if Josh Jacobs is active, that you still consider Booker just because of his receiving prowess. No?
Maybe I'm not.
Matt, do you think if we put you in the backfield for the Raiders in the same matchup, do you think you would have did better than 6 for 5?
What kind of runs are we talking?
Right up the middle.
Ooh.
All you gotta do is fall down. You can get a yard.
No, because I'm not like under center taking the snap and running.
No.
I have to run like 2 yards and then get another yard.
I'll even give you like I formation. Like you got a fullback in front of you too. I'll answer it for you. It's an emphatic no.
I wanted to say yes, but no. I don't think I can say yes.
Yeah, I think you'd get the first carry and just get killed.
I'm done. I'm out. I don't want to play. I just follow incognito.
I don't want to play.
You can keep the other 4 carries. Was it 5 carries for 6 yards or 6 carries for 5 yards?
He had 6 yards on 5 rushing attempts. 5 carries in the NFL against the Rams defense.
I was going to say, could I average 1 yard a carry?
I don't think you could. I think there's going to be at least one time where you just get absolutely nailed in the backfield.
Destroyed.
ESPN's Jordan Renan
probably
reports that Daniel Jones is expected to miss some time. There are conflicting reports on the exact amount of time, if any, Jones will miss following his hamstring strain from Sunday, but all tea leaves seemingly point to him sitting out week 13 against the Seahawks and eyeing a realistic return for the beginning of back-to-back home games the following week. How quickly he can heal and rehab on the field will ultimately determine how many games he'll miss. Danny Dimes, a rough go. Rough go.
Give me the Colt. Colt 45.
Yeah. It's surprising Colt McCoy is still in the NFL.
That is so 2020. Yeah. Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Andy Dalton, and Carson Wentz, all backup quarterbacks starting in the NFC East.
And Mike Glennon.
And Mike Glennon, you missed the joke there, though, because I know Carson went to backup.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm sorry. I buried the lead. Yeah. My bad.
Thanks, jerk. Yeah, Mike Glennon. Who else is out there? Taysom Hill.
Some weird, weird quarterback situations going on. Speaking of quarterback situations, Drew Lock, Blake Bortles, and Brett Rypien tested negative for COVID-19 and have been cleared to return to the team. All three signal callers missed week 12 after contract tracing showed they were not wearing masks around quarterback Jeff Driscoll, who tested positive for the virus. Denver was predictably walloped by the Saints Sunday with practice squad receiver Kendall Hinton under center. Lock will start this week against the Chiefs. Hopefully that goes somewhat decent. Yeah, go ahead.
You told me you did the whole if you were an NFL player. If you were an NFL player.
No. The answer is no.
No, it has nothing to do with physical ability. I promise.
Well, in that case.
If you were an NFL player and your mom got on social media and yelled at your coaches, what would you do?
That's my mom, man.
Drew Lock's mom got on social media and was like, look, they didn't wear them because they were comfortable with each other.
That's my mom, man. Can't hate on mom. I mean,
I think his mom's name is Karen.
Oh, hey. Oh. Hey now. That's offensive
mom,
to Karen's.
I'm a professional athlete. Thank you. Get on Maddie P's burner and tweet that stuff. Don't tweet it under Drew Lock's mom.
The 49ers will host the Bills and Washington in the Cardinals Stadium in weeks 13 and 14 due to COVID-19 restrictions. Both games were scheduled to be played at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, but local health officials have shut down all collegiate and professional sports in the area due to COVID concerns. State Farm Stadium in Arizona has only recently begun allowing friends and family and not the public into home games, keeping travel from 49ers fans at bay at this time. There's still a chance the Niners return to Santa Clara for its season finale and final home game against the Seahawks on January 3rd. Little note.
Hey, I want to stop breaking. This is like legit breaking news during our show.
Oh my God.
Eddie P. Lions fan tweeted, I am not Coach Patricia. Coach Patricia would have been smarter. He would never do something like this.
That's legitimately funny. That's really, really funny.
Matt Patricia knows how to run a burner account, I tell you what.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Double breaking news on today's episode.
My goodness. We're on fire today.
Yes.
We're running a little long for time, so I'm going to go ahead and skip to the name game. You ready?
Oh, all right.
Let's do it.
Name,
so we got
name game or who to realist?
No, we're going to play name game first, then we're going to play who to realist. And then I'm going to let you have the table. So, name game. I want to mention this first before we start so no one thinks I'm being crazy. Wayne Gallman has five straight games of double-digit performances as a running back for the New York Giants. Five. Okay? Yes. 10 or more.
Okay.
We're playing Dynasty Rules. Wayne Gallman, RB35 right now. Just so we're on the same page.
Okay.
Wayne Gallman or Nyheim Hines?
Hines.
Okay. Didn't think
you're
on
Gallman. Oh, really?
Yeah. Philip Lindsay.
Dynasty rules?
Dynasty rules.
I'm going to go Lindsay. I like pass catchers. You know I like pass catchers. Lindsay catches passes.
Just so you know, Nyheim Hines is the running back 14. Gallman's running back 35. Philip Lindsay is running back 62.
I know Hines is 14. I know Hines is 14 because I have Hines everywhere. Like that one should have been obvious that I was going to pick Hines.
Wayne Gallman or Salvin Ahmad?
Wayne Gallman.
Okay. So that's what it took. Got it. Kerryon Johnson.
This one's going to surprise you, though, because I'm going to take Kerryon.
Oh, wow. Sony yeah. Michelle.
Gallman.
Oh, I really thought you were going to struggle with Sony Michelle.
No, I don't like Sony.
Out? Completely
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I can get him cheap places, sure, but I'm not. Like, if I can pick him up off the waivers, not trade for him.
Kerryon Johnson over Wayne Gallman. Gross.
I think Kerryon Johnson could be a pretty solid RB2 with a new coaching staff coming into Detroit.
Maybe.
Probably.
Let's play Who to Realist. And speaking of Kerryon Johnson, Kerryon Johnson's 15 touches.
I give you leads, man. This is easy segue stuff.
Who to Realist, Matt? Kerryon Johnson's 15 touches or Miles Sanders 8?
Kerryon Johnson's. You think Miles Sanders is going to get 8 carries again?
I think
you
Miles Sanders Philly... is crap. I really don't think he's good. I don't think he's a good running back at all. Especially for fantasy purposes. I don't see it.
I don't like him, but 8 carries is stupid, and they know it's stupid, and they're going to fix the problem. The Miles Sanders truthers out there on Twitter are so angry right now.
CeeDee Lamb's 21 yards receiving or Jarvis Landry's touchdown.
Are you trying to, like...
No. Both season, that was a season low for Lamb in games he's been active.
Yeah.
And Jarvis's, that was Jarvis's first touchdown of the season. So it's a fair question. Who to realize?
That is a fair, I did not realize that was Landry's first touchdown.
By the way, Kerryon Johnson's 15 touches was a season high, and Miles Sanders' 8 touches was a season low. So there's a theme.
You're good at this stuff.
There's a theme.
I'm going to say that Jarvis's touchdown is more realist.
Okay.
Then Lamb's 21 yards.
Let's see. Evan Ingram's 17 points or Jonnu Smith's 0 catch game. Again, both season highs and lows.
I think Ingram, they're figuring out how to use Ingram finally with what they've gotten. They're going to rely on him with Colt McCoy. I like Ingram rest of season. Okay. You've always been higher on Jonnu Smith than I have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Jonnu Smith is still really good. He's a top 10 tight end right now, even after a 0 game. He's really, really good. You're just hating for no reason.
Dawson Knox caught a touchdown, so he's in the top 36 now.
Renegade time?
Let's do Renegades.
Here we go.
The last week's Renegades weren't fair because I picked Willie Snead. Dude was supposed to play on Thanksgiving. And then he got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then it got pushed back, and then he got COVID.
Right.
Doesn't count. I'm not counting it. Doesn't count. It shouldn't. Stupid. I should have been the next day. Anyway, so the one pick I made last week, Kiki, 2 receptions. 2. If I told you that this week the dude put up, 34% of his career yard or career reception or season receptions, you'd be like, oh my gosh, dude tore it up. Sure. 2 receptions, 17 yards. He's still the wide receiver 2. He's still owned in less than 50% of leagues. I would still recommend getting him now for the rest of the year. So one of these 2 guys we've talked about, one of these 2 we have not. So we'll go with the one we have, Devontae Booker. Currently rostered in 46% of MFL leagues. Didn't look great after Jacobs went out. I said that. He didn't look good. That's where you asked me if I could do better than him. But opportunity, if he gets the opportunity, he plays the Jets. The Jets are terrible. I think against the Jets, I could probably get 6 yards on 5 carries. So Booker should get way more than that. Sure. So there's your running back for the week. If he gets COVID, I'm not counting him. This next one I think will surprise you. I've talked about him in years past, but I don't think I've talked about him much this year. Josh Reynolds, currently rostered in 49% of MFL leagues. Last 2 games, Reynolds has gotten 6 targets. Andy's played 98% of the Rams snaps. I was kind of high on Van Jefferson coming in, but Reynolds been the guy as of late. He's produced. He's done what he can with the opportunities. I'll take a shot. Josh Reynolds.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
So we're getting down to the end where there's not a whole lot. It's playoff time. You know, you're probably not starting these guys in the playoffs.
Matt, are you ready to do the hot take update?
Oh, I didn't realize this was hot take update. Yes.
That is very that is the time.
This is the time. I'm excited Dawson Knox scored a touchdown. I'm sure he jumped up in the rankings. Must not have. But I'll tell you this, Rivers has played well lately, so he's definitely closer to QB1 than QB5.
Sure. So, let's see. Let's start off. I said that Ryan Tannehill was going to finish as a top five quarterback. He's currently quarterback 9. I'm calling that a win. I don't care. I also said that no Detroit or Washington running back finishes top 20 at their position. I was very wrong.
Are you DeAndre,
go ahead.
Are you going to skip your Baltimore one?
Yeah, because I don't have it updated in here because they just played today. We know J.K. Dobbins didn't play at all.
Right.
And Gus Edwards had a terrible game last I checked. So I'm sure.
Touchdown.
Well, I'm sure it's still J.K. Dobbins at the top of that list. Let's see. Like I was saying, Antonio Gibson is actually the running back 5 overall, which is absolutely wild to me. So those guys are absolutely killing it. I said N'Keal Harry was going to outscore Julian Edelman in PPR leagues. Currently it's 56-49 Edelman, and Edelman hasn't played in a while.
Yeah, neither has Harry.
No. I said Jonathan Smith was going to be a top 8 tight end. He's currently he's 7th. He's tight end 7. I also said that Gronk was going to finish outside the top 25, and he is currently tight end 8. Matt, do you want to go ahead and read yours, or you want me to do it for you?
Yeah, so I'll do it. Gurley's going to finish the top 10 running back, was being drafted about RB20. He's currently running back 13. I said Rivers finishes as a QB1. He's been hot as of late. Was being drafted as QB32, currently QB21. So there's still time. Definitely wrong on this one. Ready to take the L. Antonio Gibson finishes outside the top 36. Like you said, he's the RB5. Keenan Allen finishes as a wide receiver 1, yet again, top 12. Dude is wide receiver 4. Love Keenan Allen. Dawson Knox finishes as a top 12 tight end. He's tight end 58, which is divisible by 12, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, it's not. This one, when we did it, the Buccaneers had just signed good old Leonard Fournette, and I said Ronald Jones will have a better year than Leonard Fournette, and currently – Ronald Jones leads Fournette 157-90. I'm calling that a win.
All right. We both picked out our top rookie finishers of the season. At quarterback, we both picked Burrow. That's not going to happen. Justin Herbert, QB8 overall. Burrow had a hell of a head start.
Yeah. But Herbert has better weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. At running back, I picked Jonathan Taylor. You picked Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Not looking good, Matt. James Robinson's the top rookie running back at RB4 overall. Antonio Gibson right behind him, killing it.
Yeah.
That's not happening. Go ahead.
Both of those guys were – I mean, Robinson was probably a late third-round pick. Gibson was late second, early third. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's crazy value.
At wide receiver, I took Justin Jefferson. You took Jalen Reagor. Justin Jefferson is the top rookie wide receiver at this point in the season, wide receiver 12. Again, like I said 2 weeks ago, the tight ends don't matter. You picked Adam Trautman. I picked Cole Kmet. Neither of them have done anything of relevance. So, Matt, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 for the NFL tip-off – or the NBA tip-off, excuse me, on December 22nd?
Is 1 super excited and 10 –
No, like that's never how that works. 10 is always super excited. 1 is not excited at all.
-3?
Really?
I don't watch basketball.
Negative?
I don't watch basketball.
Not even like the big games, like the tip-off or the Christmas game or nothing?
No, I watch the finals. Well, you're my go-to for basketball. Like, I don't watch it.
So you didn't hear about this big trade today? Westbrook and...
I heard about it. Doesn't mean I know. I mean, the only thing I know about John Wall is he's got a killer song and I can like do his little dance.
I'm just so disappointed. The Rockets have just given up on the whole Westbrook and the beard thing I don't get it.
Beard? Well, because the beard's selfish, isn't he?
Hey, hey.
I saw a rumor that they were going to trade the beard to Golden State.
I feel like it's absolutely, like, it's going to happen. This is just stage one. I don't know about Golden State, but this is just stage one of Houston blowing it up. They're going to give up on it. Like, you got to get rid of Harden now.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't know basketball. Do you give up on your best players?
Yeah, if you don't have enough to make a true push in the playoffs, yeah.
There's only like barely on the bubble. Three teams that are any good, aren't they?
Well, I don't know about any good. I mean, they're just such powerhouses. That's just the league right now. The Wizards got a lot better, I think.
Because of Westbrook?
Yeah. Yeah, he's much better. We haven't seen John Wall play like healthy. We haven't seen a healthy John Wall in 3 years. Three seasons, excuse me.
That's a quick turnaround. Didn't their season just finish?
Yeah, yeah. COVID pushed it out pretty late.
Wow.
I'm so excited. And it's a short season, too. It's like 77 games or something like that. 72, maybe. It's going to be epic, Matt.
Nice.
Anyhoozle, that's the show. We're done here. That's it. Finete.
One more breaking ADP Lions fan. Please. Tweeted, his name is Edward Paulson. His name is Edward Paulson.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. Oh, Matt Patricia, you're funny.
Well, on that note, Matt, I think that'll do it. Just a reminder for everybody, we're brought to you by DiceTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
It's not too late to sign up for the calculator and also to get some swag from your favorite podcast host, Justin and Matt. And again, the best way to connect with us is on Twitter. We are at Dynasty Dads, and send all your hate mail to @WrenshawFantasy.
That's the one.
Anything else to add?
Stay safe.
Stay safe. That'll do it.
Stay safe.
See you next week.
We out.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter @DynastyDads. Visit us at our website, DynastyDads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.